This is Professor X, and you're tuned into the Who's Your Daddy Godcast Network.
Released by God to share his innermost revelations, Prophet Tyler Drury gives you insight to identify with that, what some say is off the cross. Buckle up, cuz here's Tyler.
Hello, everybody, all ladies, all gentlemen, all babies of all ages. Welcome to the We Identify podcast. It's your host, Tyler Drury, and we are not going to get right into the content today. I'm going to be very transparent for a few moments, and I'm going to ask for prayers from my father, because he is a 67-year-old man who currently is going through liver cancer, with a very short life expectancy, as said by doctors. But I've seen him survive. My dad was a Marine, okay, first and foremost. I've seen him survive not one, not two, not three, but four strokes in his lifetime, all within the past 8 years. I've seen him survive when a gun was held to his head, because it wasn't just held to mine, it was held to his as well. And he defended me. So there's a lot that my father has been through. And I can't believe that it's his time to go yet. I don't believe it. There's too much testimony left unsaid by him. Amen. And he's not yet talking in tongues, and that's a little gift I asked God for, that he would be speaking in tongues before he passed on, and walking in that. And so I believe that it's going to happen. But nevertheless, you guys pray for him. Pray for me. It's a very new situation to me. Sometimes I'll be very, you know, honest. It can get frustrating, but I'm doing it all in the fact and with the mindset that, let me do it while I can, so that later when he does pass on, I don't feel the guilt for not having done it. And that gives me peace when I fall asleep at night. That's a little tidbit my pastor told me as well. He said, make each day as if it's the last day, and appreciate each and every day you have with him. And that's where I'm at right now. So you guys just keep me in prayer, and keep my father in prayer. I believe he is healed. It's just now waiting manifestation of that. So now, see, now I'm a little choked up. But now we're going to get into the content. So I'm going to read the scriptures starting at Mark chapter 6, starting at verse 34, and we're going to end at 42. And Jesus, when he came out, saw a great multitude, and was moved with compassion for them, because they were like sheep not having a shepherd. So he began to teach them many things. When the day was now far spent, his disciples came to him, and said, "This is a deserted place, and already the hour is late. Send them away, that they may go into the surrounding country and villages, and buy themselves bread, for they have nothing to eat." But he answered and said to them, "You give them something to eat." And they said to him, "Shall we go and buy 200 denarii worth of bread and give them something to eat?" But he said to them, "How many loaves do you have? Go and see." And when they had found out, they said, 5 and 2 fish. Then, so first of all, Mark is a very sudden book. Things happen rapidly in Mark, and if you're not really paying attention all the way, you can miss some things. And this is something that I've skipped over, but let me continue with the scripture before I go on. I'll start again at 38. But he said to them, "How many loaves do you have? Go and see." And when they found out, they said, 5 and 2 fish. 39. Then he commanded them to make them all sit down in groups on the green grass. So they sat down in ranks, in hundreds and in fifties. And when he had taken the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, he looked up to heaven, blessed and broke the loaves, and gave them to his disciples to set before them, and the two fish he divided among them all. So they all ate and were filled. Now, I took a lot of notes for this. Reason being is because in this, we see Jesus teaching his disciples how to meet the need of people, of the people, how to meet the need of the ones that were following Jesus, how to meet the need of the world. So how do we see that? Jesus says to them, you give them something to eat. After they questioned him, what are we going to do? He says, send them away. Jesus said, you give them something to eat. And it's remarkable because in the previous chapter, earlier in this chapter, when Jesus was sending them out two by two to the cities to preach the kingdom of God and to heal all manners of sicknesses, they were doing that. And they were walking in that. They were walking in the authority of Jesus. They were casting out sicknesses and casting out demons. And they were doing what Jesus told them to do. And now here it is. There's a need for the people, a need for a miracle. And they forgot that in whose name it was that they did it. So I just wanted to point that out before we go even further, that this is a teaching moment. Jesus, my friend Tim McDonald, he calls Jesus the red strawberry. And why is the red strawberry red? To show the green strawberry is what it looks like to be red. Which was genius when I thought it. But I also thought of this as a situation of a lion and his cubs, because Jesus Christ is the lion of the tribe of Judah, teaching his cubs how to be a fully grown lion. So Jesus sees the bread, takes the bread and the fish, lifts it up to heaven, breaks it, everybody's filled. I paraphrase that very quickly, by the way. Everybody's filled. There's 12 baskets full left over. So, and this is a miracle that he was teaching them how to do, because as he is, so are we. Bible says, concerning the works of my hands, I believe this is Isaiah 45:11. Concerning the works of my hands, command ye me. That was a teaching moment to teach them what it is they could do in his name. What it is, the solution to what the problem was in Jesus Christ. That was the teaching moment, so that later on, if they're faced with another situation, which they were faced with many different world needs in the book of Acts, especially in the chapter 3, with the lame man being healed, they were faced with many different situations. Maybe not the same situation as blessing the bread and feeding the multitude, because greater things than these shall ye do in my name, and they went on to do greater things. So this greater things, similar circumstance. Greater things, but similar circumstance. And they had the wisdom when they did the greater things because of the circumstance they went through with the teachings of Jesus Christ. And that is really, that's the reason for this podcast this week. To know what it looks like to be like Jesus, because we're already like him. And the scriptures make a great roadmap, especially the gospels. I love them. They make a great roadmap of how Jesus lived, how he walked, how he did miracles. Why? So that you would be able to do them and greater than them, and because he's gone to the Father. And now you're here in this world. You're the righteousness of God. You're the one who's been put in control by God. Bible says, concerning the works of my hands, command ye me, and he'll do it. Because his word goes out, and it doesn't return void, but it accomplishes the very thing that it was sent out to accomplish. Be confident in who you are in God. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails much. Of a righteous man, the righteousness of God by your faith in Christ Jesus, not because of anything you've done, lest you'd be able to boast, but it's the free gift of God. And now be established in this righteousness. The righteousness of God have a right to cast out sickness. The righteousness of God have a right to lay hands on lepers and see them cleansed. Because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world, and will do greater things than these, Jesus said. So let's live in those greater things. Let's continue to be discipled by Christ. Let's continue to walk as Christ walked. Let's continue to seek God as Christ sought after God. Let's continue to pray as our Savior prayed, praying in the most holy, to building up the most holy faith. And let us live as the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. This has been another episode of the We Identify podcast. I've been your host, Tyler Drury. Remember that you're more than conquerors. You're more than overcomers. You're the righteousness of God.
You've been listening to We Identify. Visit us online today at weidentify.us.